The man of dread, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, the Caliph of Rasul, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome back to this beautiful episode of the Silsila, where briefly we will discuss the beautiful lifestyle of the fourth Khalifa of Islam, the fourth successor of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam. He is none other than Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem. Before we continue, as always, we remind ourselves that try to make as many good intentions as you possibly can to gain maximum thawab and reward. For example, according to your situation, I will listen to the silsila from beginning to end for the pleasure of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. I will note down the important points and try to practice upon these in my life. I will try to encourage them to my family, to my spouse, my children, my friends, and in my society. In this manner, whatever other good intentions you can make, make them now to gain maximum rewards, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. Indeed, there are countless benefits, too many to mention in fact. The amount of benefits and blessings one will receive by reciting abundant durood and salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Every beautiful narration has been mentioned, in the summary of which Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, in a summary of hadith, that person who recites durood or salat, salawat upon me 200 times on a Jumu'ah, 200 times on a Friday, then 200 years worth of his sins will be forgiven. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salaman alayka ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, we all desire that our sins be forgiven. This is one way. Yes, obeying the laws of Allah Azza wa Jalla and the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another way is to practice the perfect lifestyle, which is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And to try and recite abundant amounts of durood and salawat upon the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inshaAllah ta'ala. Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem indeed has great status in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla and the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As it is narrated or quoted from in Tirmidhi Sharif, Sayyidina Imran bin Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has said, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, Inna aliyyam minni wa ana minhu wa huwa waliyu kulli mu'minin. That is, Ali is from me and I am from Ali, and he is the wali of every believer. Subhanallah. The renowned commentator of the glorious Quran, Hakim al-Ummah, Sheikh Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan, alayhi rahmatul hannan, has explained that here, wali does not mean khalif, does not mean caliph. Rather, it means friend or helper. As Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal has stated in the glorious Quran, in Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse 55. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Innama waliyukum Allahu wa rasuluhu walladhina amanu. Translation from Kanzul Iman. None is your friend but Allah and His Messenger and the true believers. Here also wali means helper. The above mentioned hadith has revealed two facts. Firstly, to call out Ya Ali Madad during trouble, this is permissible and allowed because Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem is the helper of all the true believers till the day of judgment. Secondly, calling him Mawla Ali is also allowed, is also permissible, as he is Wali and Mawla of all the Muslims. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, in order to know the rationale behind saying Ya Ali Madad, and to dispel and to remove a number of satanic whisperings, wasawis, try to obtain or buy the VCD called Ghairullah Se Madad Mangne Ka Thaboot from Maktabatul Madina, which is the publishing department of Dawud Islami. And watch this as well. Furthermore, the very same verdict, which is in the light of the Holy Quran and Hadith, has been presented in the beautiful booklet of Shaykh Tariqat Amir Ahl-Sunnat, Dawud Barakatuhumul Aliyah, Marvels of Sayyidina Ali, Karamallahu Ta'ala Wajhahul Kareem. Obtain this as well, or try to obtain it via our website, www.dawudislami.net, and download from there or read online, inshallah ta'ala. One day, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam held the hands of Imam Al-Hasan and Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma and said, "The one who keeps me as a friend and in addition keeps them and their parents as beloved, he will be with me on the day of judgment." Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, one who is bestowed with the love of the Ahlul Bayt, he will receive respect in this world as well as in the hereafter. He will be blessed with the closeness of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam on the Day of Judgment, and he will be forgiven from his sins by virtue of the Ahlul Bayt, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. There's a beautiful shi'r, a couplet, which goes as, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, you have said, Innal Hasana wal Husayn huma rayhanataya min ad-dunya." That is, Al-Hasan and Al-Husayn radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, both are my flowers. For the sake of these heavenly flowers, may Ahmad Raza be blooming like a flower on the doomsday, on the day of judgment. A beautiful shi'r and couplet by Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Once, Sayyidina Imam Al-Hasan and Al-Husayn radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, they fell ill, they got sick. Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem, Sayyidatuna Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha, and their maid, Sayyidatuna Fiddah radiyallahu ta'ala anha, they vowed to observe fast for 3 days for the recovery of both these princes. Allah Azza wa Jal granted cure to both the princes, and the votive fast of the oath were observed. Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem brought 3 sa'ah, about 3.84 kilograms of barley. 1 sa'ah was cooked every day for 3 days. At the time of iftar, when iftar neared and the bread was placed before them, one day a miskeen came, the second day an orphan came, and on the third day a prisoner knocked on the door and begged for food. All the bread was given away to these beggars on all 3 days. They broke their fast just by drinking water and fasted the next day in this condition. Allahu Akbar. May Allah Azza wa Jal have mercy on them and forgive us for their sake without accountability. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi al-Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. In the glorious Quran, Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned this faith-inspiring incident of self-sacrifice by the households of Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem, as mentioned in Surah Ad-Dahr, verses 8 to 9. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ويطعمون الطعام على حبه مسكينا ويتيما وأسيرا إنما نطعمكم لوجه الله لا نريد منكم جزاء ولا شكورا Translation from Kanzul Iman. And they feed for love of him, the poor, the orphan, and the prisoner. They say to them, we feed you solely for the pleasure of Allah. We desire no recompense or thanks from you. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Ammar bin Yasir, radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, has reported that Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhul kareem and I were present in the ghazwa of Dhil Ushayrah when the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, shall I not inform you about those two persons who are the most unfortunate amongst all? We said, indeed Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied, revealing the ghaib, which is the unseen matter, a matter which we cannot perceive. He said, the one, that is Qadar bin Salif, from the people of Thamud, who chopped off the blessed legs of the sacred she-camel of Sayyidina Nabi Salih ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam, and O Ali. Second is the one who will strike your head with the sword, turning your beard into red with the blood. Allahu Akbar. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On page 76 of Sawanih Karbala, the 192-page publication of Maktabatul Madina, the publishing department of Dawud Islami, Allama Mawlana Sayyid Muhammad Na'imuddin Murad Abadi, alayhi rahmatullahi al-Hadi, has stated, one of the most notorious men from the Khawarij, named Abdul Rahman ibn Muljam Muradi, gathered Burak bin Abdullah Tamimi Khariji and Amr bin Bukair Tamimi Khariji in Makkah and reached an agreement to murder Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Ali Karamallahu Ta'ala Wajhahul Kareem, Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah bin Abi Sufyan radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, and Sayyidina Amr bin Al-As radiyallahu ta'ala an. Therefore, Ibn Muljam agreed to murder Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, and a certain date was fixed for this. Na'udhu billahi min dhalik. It is stated in Al-Mustadrak that Ibn Muljam, this very unfortunate fellow, he fell in love with a Khariji woman for marriage. That cruel Khariji woman demanded two things. First, she demanded 3,000 dirhams as mahr. And na'udhu billahi min dhalik, she ordered the murder of Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem. Ibn Muljam, the unfortunate, reached Kufa and met with the local Khawarij there. When he informed them about his secret evil plot, they also agreed with him. In that month of Ramadan, 40 Hijri, Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, had a routine of breaking his fast, the iftar, one night at the residence of Sayyidina Imam Al-Husayn, one night at the residence of Sayyidina Imam Al-Hasan, Mujtaba, and one night by the residence of Sayyidina Abdullah bin Ja'far, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. He would not eat more than 3 morsels of food. And he would say, describing the reason for eating less, it feels good to meet Allah Azza wa Jal with an empty stomach. In the night of that martyrdom of Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, he came out of his house and he said, whilst looking at the sky, by Allah Azza wa Jal, I have never been given false news. This is the very same night I was promised. That is, he indicates that he radiyallahu ta'ala an was already aware of his imminent martyrdom. It was the Friday night of the 17th or the 19th of Ramadan al-Mubarak, 40 years of the Hijrah. Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-Kareem, woke up at dawn. The Mu'adhin approached and called out, As-Salah, As-Salah. He radiyallahu ta'ala anhu headed towards the masjid for offering the salah. While he was on his way to the masjid, calling the people for Salatul Fajr, Ibn Muljam, the unfortunate, the notorious and wicked, attacked him in the dark all of a sudden, and a fatal stroke of the sword slashed the forehead of Sayyidina Ali karamullah ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem till the temple, and the sharp edge penetrated into his brain. People from all sides rushed towards the cursed and unfortunate Khariji and grabbed him. They got hold of him. After 2 days of this awful incident, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem, passed away as a martyr. May Allah Azza wa Jal have mercy on him and forgive us for his sake without accountability. Ameen bijahin nabiyyil ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sayyidina Imam Al-Hasan, Sayyidina Imam Al-Husayn, and Sayyidina Abdullah bin Ja'far radiyallahu ta'ala anhum bathed Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem the ghusl. Sayyidina Imam Al-Hasan Mujtaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhu led the janazah salah, the funeral salah, and he was buried in Darul Imarat, Kufa, at night. The people cut the body, they cut the body of the damned and unfortunate Ibn Muljam into pieces and put them in a basket that was set on fire. He was then burnt to ashes. It is mentioned on page 199 of Ghibat ki Tawahkariya, which is a chapter of Fizan Sunnat, and now translated into English as well, The Destructions of Backbiting. Try to get hold of this book, or even maybe download from our website, dawoodislami.net. Try to download or read online. In this book, a chapter of Fizan Sunnat, volume 2, the 505-page publication of Maktabatul Madina, which is the publishing department of Dawood Islami, Ismah Abbadani said, I was wandering in a jungle when I came across a church. Dear viewers, listen very carefully. He said, I was wandering in a jungle, I came across a church. Nearby was a monastery. When I saw the pastor, the monk inside the monastery, I asked him, please tell me about the strangest thing that you have ever seen in this deserted place. So he said, once I saw a giant white bird that resembled an ostrich. It sat on a stone and it vomited. First, it spewed out a human's head, and then it spewed out other body parts. It continuously kept vomiting, and every time different body parts and organs were spewed out, and these organs gathered together, they assembled together to form a full human, a man. As the man stood up, the monstrous bird pecked at him, cut him again into pieces and ate him up again. That horrifying process continued for several days. My belief strengthened in Allah Azza wa Jal's powers after witnessing that incident. That surely Allah Azza wa Jal has the powers to give death and then bring back to life. One day, I drew my attention towards that gigantic bird and asked it, for the sake of the one who gave you life, this time, when this human is formed, let him stay a while, so that I may ask him about his deeds. The bird replied in eloquent Arabic, my Rabb is the only sovereign, and he is eternal. Everything else is mortal. I am an angel deputed for continuously tormenting him for his sin. Next time, when the human was formed, I asked that person, O person, who has wronged his soul? Who are you and what is your story? He replied, I am Abdul Rahman ibn Muljam, the murderer of Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem. After I died, my soul was presented before Allah Azza wa Jal and I was given my book of deeds. All my actions, good and bad, were recorded in it from my birth to the martyrdom of Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem. Then Allah Azza wa Jal ordered this angel to torment me until the day of judgment. The man did not say anything after this, and the giant bird pecked him again, cut him to pieces, and swallowed him up, and then left. Allahu Akbar. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, you have listened to the murder of Mawla Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, who was an infidel, a non-believer, and an irreligious Khariji, eventually meeting a terrible fate. Why was that unfortunate person convinced to commit such a grave sin? As mentioned earlier, he was in love with a Khariji woman. His beloved was agreed to marry him on the condition of the murder of Mawla Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem. Alas, that love affair made Ibn Muljam go astray and he martyred such an eminent personality, Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem. Not to speak of marrying that ill-disposed woman, this wicked person was punished instantly in a way that people caught him and sliced his body into pieces, then put it in a basket and burnt it to ashes. Furthermore, you have just heard about the post-death severe torment which he will continue to suffer till the day of judgment. This doomed person neither received anything beneficial here in this world and in the hereafter. Sayyidina Abu Darda radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has rightfully said, following the evil desires for a few seconds will bring long-term sufferings. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, you have heard about these incidences and many other informations. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the ability, the understanding to follow on the path of all Ahlul Bayt, Sahaba Ikram and Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and save us from those who insult any of the Ahlul Bayt or insult any of the Sahaba or Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ameen, bijahin Nabi al-Ameen, Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi wa Alihi Wasallam.
Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, the Caliph of Rasul. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq.